As always, I don't want you to leave until you get a little message. And so I want to leave you with a message this week also. And this message is called The Fountain of Youth. The Fountain of Youth. Imagine that, staying young forever. Always having that youthful appearance. Always having, you know, vitality and strength and lots of energy. The Fountain of Youth. And I started, God was talking to me about this earlier in the week. And then yesterday while we were having lunch, as I was sitting there quietly eating my sub, and I didn't say too much, the ladies were talking about their beauty secrets and what was keeping them young. And I cannot reveal any of those. I have sworn to secrecy. So I will not tell, no matter, even under torture, I will not tell you what they've been doing. You know, but I started, you know, God was talking to me about, you know, aging and youth and something that we need to be thinking about. And so the question was coming up, why do we age? Why do we age? And this is an interesting question because we know that every 7 years we have entirely new cells. The cells, we don't have a single cell from 7 years ago that we have today. We have all brand new cells. So if we have every 7 years totally new cells, it's like my old body doesn't even exist anymore. The cells in my bones and the cells in my heart and the cells in my brain and the cells in my stomach and the cells on my face. They're all changed and they're all totally different. So if they're new cells, why is it that we're aging? Should we not still look young? I should look no older than 7 years ago. I should look the same, shouldn't I? So why are we aging? This is the question that we've got to, you know, I think God wants us to understand. Now, I was reading this article, and this scientist was doing a little bit of research on this, and he was trying to figure this out. And he was noticing that the new cells that were created were exactly like the old cells. They were brand new, they looked good, everything was amazing. But there was one difference. The mitochondria, which is a part of the cell that produces the energy and sends the energy and fuels that cell, there was a breakdown in communication. And so every time a new cell was being created, the mitochondria was not getting the signal as clearly as the previous generation of cells in order to send the energy. And so as a result of that, those new cells were more lethargic. They were more kind of cramped up. They weren't as healthy looking. They didn't have the vitality that the previous cells did. So now if you think about that, that means every generation of new cells has a little less energy than the previous cells because they are not getting the energy that they need to function at the ultimate and ultimate level. So at their optimum. So as a result of that, we're getting these older cells. But the question is, is that the way it's supposed to be? Is that the way that God created it? Because God created everything, right? So did he create that? Now, in another study that I was reading, and I'd read this study many, many years ago, it was talking about that cells communicate with each other. And that when this communication breaks down between cells, that's when disease and chronic conditions happen. It's when that communication breaks down that we start to get sick. Now, this professor, his name was Fritz Popp was his name, and he was a German guy. And what he discovered was that the cells communicate in terms of light. Different frequencies of light. And so they pass the frequencies of light, and different colors would be different frequencies, so they pass different colors of light along to one another to send the signal to the next cell. And so different frequencies, different colors. Now, what he was saying was essentially that that passing of the energy of the light had stopped, and that's when sickness took place, is when those cells, you know, suddenly stopped to pass the cell. Then we had that problem. So, this started me thinking. I started thinking about these things, and I was wondering, is that what God wants? Because there was a survey done, and people were asked about becoming 100, and a lot of people said, no, they didn't want to become 100, because they didn't want the bad backs, and they didn't want the arthritis, and they didn't want, you know, the bad eyesight, and they didn't want the lack of energy, and all the other things that we associate with aging. And I'm saying we associate because I'm starting to think, and God has been talking to me about this, that we have begun to look at aging a certain way, and now we have a certain way of thinking of elderly people and aging, and we don't want it. And that's what the people are saying, I don't want that. But I don't believe that that's the vision that God has given for you. I don't believe that that's what God's plan was for you when he first created you. I don't think that he wanted you to go around as you got older, feeling less energy and feeling more pain. Because God has given us dominion and he has given us authority over sickness. He has given us the power to receive healing. And that even means that we should receive healing even over those ideas of what we think is aging. Meaning we should not have the aches and pains and the bad backs and the lack of energy either, because we're supposed to have dominion over that too. What I'm saying is we're supposed to have authority over it all. And when we have the understanding of that, now we can begin to change what we're thinking, and we have to change the way we behave. We have to change the way we think first, though, about aging. We're going to start on that today. Say amen to that.
Amen.
We want to change the way we're thinking about aging. And I know some of you are looking around, and most of you guys are all young. Actually, in fact, all of you are young when I look at you. You're young. So why do we have to think about it now? Because it's time to think about it now. Because the way things change, we have to change the way we think now. We have to start believing for something different right now. We don't want to wait till after one morning we wake up and realize my back is hurting, I've got arthritis, you know, I can't see straight. We don't want to wait till then. We want to start right now to keep that youth and that vitality that we have today and have it every single day.
Amen.
Now, check this out. In Genesis 6, chapter 6 and verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. God is saying, I'm not going to be with you in the flesh forever. You're not going to live forever, okay? I know I said this is the fountain of youth. I'm sorry. I disappointed you. But no. But at the same time, what I'm saying is that God does promise us here. He says your lifespan should be 120 years. The will of God is that you live to be 120 years. And I don't believe the 120 years that God is talking about is 120 years of arthritic, back pain, lack of energy, bad eyesight, weakness. I don't believe that that's the life that God wants us to live 120 years. Now, he's saying that these physical bodies will not live forever. I think you can all agree with me that that's probably true, right? I know that's true. But what I am saying is that he wants us to live 120 years. And I'm saying that he wants us to live those 120 years with as much energy and as much vitality and as much health as we had when we were seven. And why shouldn't we have as much as when we were seven? Our cells are only 7 years old. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Right? Does that make sense? I mean, is my math right here? That seems right to me. My cells are only 7 years old. They should have the same vitality that they had when they were seven. I should have the same energy that I had when I was seven. I should have the same, you know, youthfulness. And you too. You too shall have that. And I believe that's the will of God. That God wants us to live a great life. And that we have started to think. Now, I know people look back and they say, well, Ted, whoa. You know, in the past, Ted, in recent history, you know, really, people only live to be 20 to 40 years old. That's just the way it is. We only lived to be 20 to 40 years old. We never really lived longer than that. And so people will always look back at history. And so what I think we have done is we continue to look at history. We look at the history of our family. We look at the history of our cultures and society. And we look and we read about people only living to 20 to 40. And now we begin to think, well, that's just the way it is. That's the way it's supposed to be. And I'm telling you, that's not right. I'm telling you, that's not right. I believe God has something greater for you. I believe that God, as he said right here, wants you to live to be 120 years old. But I believe also that He wants you to have an amazing life where you feel youthful and strong every single day. So what are we going to do about the fact that communication has broken down in the cells and is breaking down in the cells all the time? That mitochondria that produces the energy for the cell is not working as good when we have new cells. What are we going to do about that? I believe God already had a plan. I'm starting to believe that God's plan was for the internal energy that had supplied us in our youth to stop working as good, so that we could now connect in to a greater source of energy. A greater source of energy that has infinite supply, where we never have to worry about it running out, and where it's always super powerful all the time. Now, I was talking about cells communicating in terms of light. If we go and we take a look here, here's something interesting. This is in 1 John. Chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So what I'm saying is that our cells communicate in terms of light. The cells are not getting enough energy. And now it says here that God is light. And remember in the beginning what God said. The first thing He said, let there be light. And there was light. God is not only light, He is producing light. He is the source of light. And now, I believe that He wants us to receive that light. And that when we receive that light, and we understand, because as long as we believe that aging, we're supposed to die, or suffer when we get to be seniors, if we start to believe that, then we will live like that. And the reason I'm teaching you this today, because I want you to begin to believe for something more. Remember, I'm always about stretching your mind beyond what everybody else is thinking. I want you to think like God thinks. I believe that's God's plan, and I think we've fallen into a rut. I think we have fallen into a rut believing what we're seeing and believing what society has told us rather than believing what God has told us. And God is telling you that you can live a youthful life to 120. You can be healthy and strong all the time. And He is the source of that light. And He wants us. His plan is for us to receive that light. Let's read something else. Check this out. Now this is in John. The book of John, chapter 8, verse 12. It says, then Jesus spoke to them again and saying, now Jesus is saying this, and He says, I am the light of the world. He who follows Me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The light of life is what He is saying. That's what Jesus said. So Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Now remember, Jesus is God come down in a physical form to walk on the earth. Why? To deliver us. To deliver us out of darkness, to deliver us out of falsity, to deliver us out of sickness, to deliver us out of all the things that were making our life hard and suffering and difficult. And here God comes down, and while He's there, He says, I am the light of the world. Of course He is. God is light. There is no darkness in Him, only light. Say amen to this.
Amen.
Are you getting this? So what I'm getting at, see, so He's telling us that He's light. And now He's telling us we should invite Him into our heart. How many of you said, Jesus, come into my heart, I make You my Lord and Savior? How many of you said that at some point in your life, right? What did you say? You said, light of the world, come into my body. In other words, I receive a new source of energy so that my cells can communicate now in a more effective way. Because if cells do communicate in terms of light, then I now have the infinite source of light on the inside. And I have effectively said, I receive my youth. I receive my health. I receive my blessing. Now it's time for us to begin to take it and to have it and to receive it. Because that is the will of God. We now have on the inside the Spirit of God. If God is light, and His Spirit, the Spirit of God, is also light. His Spirit would be light, right? And now it's on the inside of us. We have received it. And it never can get out of us. Once we have received it, it's in there. There's nothing you can do to get it out. It's stuck in there. And that's good. I like it to be stuck in there. I want it to be stuck in there. So what we have going on now is the Spirit of God on the inside, the source of light, the source of energy on the inside. And now all we have to do is begin to change our thinking, renew our mind to begin to understand that that infinite source, not that little mitochondria, which has limited energy, it only can supply one cell. It doesn't have a lot of energy. It doesn't have a lot of power. It doesn't last forever. But God has provided another source. And now we can invite Him to come into our hearts, and we can have that infinite source of energy. And as we open our minds, as you open your minds to begin to understand this, now your cells can begin to utilize that. I'm saying that as you renew your minds and change the way you think about aging, as you change your mind, as you release all those beliefs about what comes as I get old, if you kick those to the curb and release them, get rid of them. If you get rid of them, now I'm saying that the truth will begin to come up and thrive in you. That you will now have that super source of energy, the Spirit of God on the inside, and it will begin to renew not only your mind, not only your soul, not only your spirit being renewed, but even this body will be renewed. It won't live forever, but 120 years of vitality and health and a great life is not bad. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So we know. Here's another thing that I want to read to you. Now let's go down. This is John, and it's chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God." Who was in the beginning with God? It says he was there in the beginning with God. Think about that for a second. "All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Who is the Him? Because God is there, and Him is there too. Who's Him? Him is Jesus. Him is the body of God. The body of God was there in the beginning. And through that body, because see, God is spirit, God is soul, excuse me, God is soul, and Jesus is the body of God. So that's where the connection to the physical is. So God's connection to the physical is through His body. Since we have physical bodies, our connection to God is through that physical aspect, which is Jesus. So as we invite that part in, now we receive the light. Now we receive the light. See, it says it's the light, the life. And the life was the light of men. Remember what Jesus said when He was speaking? He said, "My words are life and they're spirit." My words are life and they're spirit. Meaning that even if we receive those words that He said, I don't mean just memorize them. I mean receive them into your heart. When you get revelation and understanding about the words, when God opens the understanding of His word, which is truth, now that light awakens inside of us. Yesterday we felt the Spirit of God moving. People were hot. They were really hot. And we had air conditioning on. Because I know it was a hot day. But no, we had air conditioning on. And they felt this heat moving through them. Because they were feeling an infinite source of power. Energy is hot. And that's what they were feeling. They were feeling the energy of God, the power of God moving on them. Some people were feeling shaking. Others felt like a vibration. Why? Because they were feeling the power of God already moving. You don't think that if they could feel the heat and they could feel the vibration that it wasn't already affecting their cells? Say amen to that.
Amen.
It was already affecting their cells. But all we've got to do now is renew our mind to understanding that old age is not what we think it is. Our senior years are not to be riddled with arthritis and back pain and bad eyesight. That is not the will of God. God wants us to be as youthful. Why do you think He has replaced our cells every 7 years? We should have the youth of a 7-year-old. That's the power that we should have even to 120. That's where we should be going. But we need to renew our minds now. We need to renew our minds, getting rid of all of the old thoughts and the old thinking, so that now the Spirit of God can begin to work. That power that we felt vibrating and moving wants to work. You can feel it moving you already. You've got to let it work by changing what you're thinking and start believing, yes, God, that's what I want. Because once you start saying, yes, God, that's what I want, the light of the world, the light of men, is already on the inside. And if our cells communicate in light, that means at the speed of light, healing can happen. At the speed of light, it can happen immediately. That's why when Jesus was healing, people received immediate healing. They received that healing instantly the minute he said, stand up and walk. And they were healed. Why? It was healing at the speed of light. Because right away, the Spirit came upon that person, and the light went in, and the cells communicated in light at the speed of light, and immediately that person's cells were changed. Their body was changed. They stood up. They walked. They saw. The sickness was gone. No darkness in God, only light. And when only light is there, only health can be there. Only health can be in your life when you have that light. That is the will of God, because you are the light of the world. Remember what it said. God said we're like him. So if God, you're not sure? He created us in his own image. In the likeness of God, he created us. So if God is light, that means you are light. Amen. And if you've received his Spirit of light, you have that infinite source of light energy on the inside already. You have that Spirit of God on the inside already. And now what that means, I proclaim over you today that you are young and that you are healthy and that you are youthful and that your youth is getting younger and younger and you're getting stronger and you're filled with more energy and light than you could ever imagine, because you are the children of God and you are light, because God is light and his Spirit is upon you and moving through you at all times. And say, I receive this.
I receive it.
Say, I have this.
I have it.
Say, I take this.
I take it.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Amen. And this is something interesting that, you know, another thought that was coming to me was that how Abraham was this guy, and we think about Abraham that he was 100, his wife was 90, and we're thinking they had some sort of miracle going on here because God gave them a child. They had a child when he was 100 and she was 90. And I'm starting to believe, as God is speaking to me, that we're misunderstanding it, that that wasn't a miracle. Because remember, Abraham was the first to receive righteousness by faith, meaning by believing the promises of God, by believing what God promised, 100% guarantee, by believing that, he received those promises and he received righteousness by just having faith, by believing. He was the father of that. We walk in the same tradition as our father Abraham. We walk by the same believing. We believe the guarantee that God gave by faith. And we should have the same things that Abraham had. And I don't believe that it was a miracle anymore. I now think that that was the norm for people of righteousness. Amen. For people who walk by faith of God, that we should have looked at Abraham and said, everything that Abraham has and everything that Abraham has done and everything that we, you know, we see happen in Abraham's life, that is the same thing that can happen to me.
Amen.
Because we're under the same tradition. We're walking by faith. We receive our righteousness and the blessings of God by faith. His wife Sarah must have been one heck of a looker. Even in her senior years, she must have been, you know, looked like she was 20. And I say that because both a king and a pharaoh were trying to marry this woman. They took her to be their wives. This is on two separate occasions. So she, you know, they had the pick. Think about it. A king and a pharaoh, they have the choice of anybody. They can go to any country they want. They can send their servants across the land, around the world, to pick the best bride for them. And the one they want is Sarah, a woman in her senior years. But I say, how do you picture the woman in the senior years? Because if you're picturing her as old and hunched over with wrinkles, you got the wrong image. Because she is a woman of righteousness. She has received the blessing of God, And how does this woman look? I believe she looked like she was about 20. I believe she had that kind of youthfulness and beauty, a woman of 20, fresh as a daisy, glowing on all levels. And that's why both a king and a pharaoh were that desperate to make this woman their wife. She must have been incredibly attractive. She must have been incredibly youthful. And that's the way we need to start thinking of seniors. And that's the way we need to think of ourselves in our senior years. That we are youthful and young, eternally young, while we're in these bodies. These bodies won't live forever, but while we're in them, they should be young and youthful. And then the time comes where we say, that's it, time for me to go into the spiritual world, and we let go of it. Not that we, man, I got to escape this body because it's crapping out on me. Everything's falling apart. I can't live in here anymore. That's the wrong thinking. We use it while we got it in health. And then we say, okay, I fulfilled my mission and my plan. I'm ready to move on to something bigger. Thank you, God. And that's the same way for you guys. That's the same way for you. That you have that. That is the will of God. The only way you know this is by somebody preaching it. Somebody has to teach and preach you this so that you can begin to get those seeds in your mind. So now you begin to change the way you think. And that will change the way you feel, because now that energy source can go to work and change everything.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.